And now, Radio Nova sits down with the biggest rock star on the planet.
To celebrate his electrifying new film, Bruce Springsteen talks exclusively to Radio Nova about staying true to his values.
I'll be fighting for those ideals until I die.
To the process.
The muse works at her own pace and therefore dictates our pace.
And tells us what makes this film a must-see.
And Tom's instincts are so good, I bring a camera, start filming what's happening.
This is Bruce Springsteen, the man, his music, and his movie, Road Diary.
Only here on Dublin's number one music station, the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Love. Seriously Addictive Music from The Boss. Hello, it's your man at the movies, Clint Dreeberg, here with you for the next hour on Radio Nova, sitting down with rock royalty Bruce Springsteen, now starring in Road Diary, streaming exclusively on Disney+. Now, I have to say, when the invitation came to spend an afternoon having the chats with Bruce, I didn't immediately jump at the chance. Sure, I love music and I love movies, but sitting down with a man lauded by Rolling Stone as the embodiment of rock and roll was not going to be an easy task. With more than 140 million records sold around the globe, he is loved by billions, including everyone around this office who would have done anything for this chance. Sorry, Dean Marty. However, I am honoured and happy to report it was incredible and not at all as intimidating as I thought. He is the nicest man, genuine, honest, and not at all like some of the other supposed celebrities I've met over the years. Check out the video right now on nova.ie, beginning with the moment I sat down with a gift from Ireland as a thank you. Bruce Springsteen, welcome back to Radio Nova. Can I say that because we are Dublin's number one radio station. You are on Radio Nova, the radio show you did during lockdown.
Love
from my home to yours.
Yeah.
We broadcast that exclusively in Ireland. I want to say thank you with some Tatoes. The Irish crisp.
Sounds
great.
Hope
you enjoy.
Let's check one out.
You can share them. When are you going to do more radio, Bruce?
You know, it was sort of about the pandemic and just staying in touch with the fans during the pandemic. And I enjoyed it tremendously. Every musician wants to be a DJ at some point, you know?
You're a good one, though.
You know, so,
I invite you to our Christmas party as well in Dublin.
All right. I had a good time, you know?
Bruce enjoying the potatoes.
Ooh, they got a kick.
Who knew? Cheese and onion. Perhaps the boss prefers salt and vinegar. I was sitting down with not only Bruce Springsteen, but his long-serving manager, John Landau, and director, Tom Zimney, responsible for putting together the new Disney Plus film, Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. It offers the most in-depth look ever at the creation of the band's legendary live performances, sharing fly-on-the-wall footage of band rehearsals and special moments backstage. There is beautifully shot footage from the 2023-2024 tour, including that magical summer evening in Croke Park, which both the director, Tom Zimney, and Bruce remember vividly.
That was a highlight from the filming experience. The crowd just coming in, I'll never forget, just the energy before the show started. And, It was an amazing experience to go throughout Europe, but especially that.
It was our greatest Dublin show, that show.
You've done a few now.
I know. That one was, that in my mind, was our greatest Dublin show.
I remember the sun was shining upon you on that first
beautiful
show. And
beautiful.
And it hadn't been out for a while. You know what, like,
yeah. I mean, it was just a great day. The audience was incredible. And just, you know, Dublin was shining and we had a fabulous time.
Were you among the 80,000 there on that sunny Dublin day in May? You'll remember this song from 1980's The River. It's Hungry Heart. And this is Bruce Springsteen, the man, his music and his movie, Road Diary, on Radio Nova.
Just kept going. Everybody's got a hungry heart.
Seriously Addictive Music on Radio Nova from Bruce Springsteen, the man, his music and his movie, Road Diary. Hungry Heart is a song he wrote for the Ramones but decided to keep for himself and got his good friend Stevie Van Zandt to produce for him. The E Street Band guitarist is also responsible for an interesting revelation in the film, now streaming on Disney+.
I grew up with Bruce and he was the most introverted guy you'd ever met in your life. To go from that to, like, the world's greatest entertainer, get below his mind.
We see in Road Diary, Bruce, Stevie, little Stevie, explain you, describe you as an introvert. Yet we see in Road Diary, you're anything but.
You're seeing me on stage and at work. At work, you can't be an introvert. You know, it's time for the, you know, you got the yin and the yang. It's time for the yang. And so, in the film, you'd have to look pretty close to see that side of myself. Exactly. But it's there plenty of times. You know, when I go home, it's there.
Yeah, is it really?
Sure.
I've got more of our exclusive chat with Bruce Springsteen coming up, and we also hear from the man who's been by the boss's side for half a decade, being the actual boss. Well, trying to anyway. This is Bruce Springsteen, the man, his music and his movie, Road Diary, on Radio Nova.
I plan on continuing until the wheels come off and for as long as the audience will follow me. It's my job.
Amen.
You're listening to Bruce Springsteen, the man, his music, and his movie, Road Diary.
On Radio Nova.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire.
Bruce Springsteen, the man, his music and his movie, Road Diary, on Radio Nova. That was I'm on Fire from 1975's Born to Run, co-produced by John Landau, who back in 1974 as a young critic reviewed a Bruce gig in Boston and wrote the unforgettable line, "I saw the future of rock and roll and its name is Bruce Springsteen." The boss went on to hire John as his boss, and they have been together ever since. So I wondered what the man who has helped shape a legendary music career for half a century would reveal about their secret to their success.
The secret is, and it's really simple, and I'm giving it away for free here.
Okay, explain.
The is that way back when we first met up, I seem to just somehow remember us talking 50 years ago, And the idea, Bruce's idea was, and I'm paraphrasing because it was, is to write the best songs he could write, to make the best records he could make, and to do the greatest shows he could do. Those three things. And that's exactly what he's done from then till now. And along the way, we've added, well, the great book, Broadway show, these modern films that we've been making now for a while with Tom, such as Western Stars, Letter to You, now this film. But the core of it was the songs, the albums, the shows, and to do those three things as well as you could possibly do them. And I believe that that's, I think that's the heart of the matter, you know.
That's it. That's our job.
And I learned from Bruce, too, it has and always will be about working and creating at a certain pace.
You have to respect the muse. The muse works at her own pace and therefore dictates our pace.
Exactly.
You know, we can't say, oh, okay, well, we'll release a record next November. But, you know, who knows if we're going to have a record? Who knows if you'll even be here, you know? So now we've made records that have lasted 2 years. I've recorded the last record, we recorded in 4 days. Right. So it's very unpredictable, and you have to respect that unpredictability because it's where the magic comes from. It's where the things that you don't understand enter the process, you know, to make it transcendent. And you have to respect its power, its creative power, and you also have to give it its room to be mysterious. You know, it's a mysterious power, and so you have to respect that also.
Capturing the magic of Bruce and the band working together in the new Disney Plus film Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, was the task of Tom Zimney, who first met Bruce in 2000 when he was editing a film of New York concerts. For this film, however, things were very different for the director, but very much the same for Bruce.
Well, with Road Diary, there was six years of the band not playing. So just that energy of everyone walking in the room, that brotherhood, everyone hugging, it was a very different feeling that everyone was so grateful to be back. That was something I hadn't experienced that way, where I could just feel in the room. And I also just... I think a big important part was that a lot of new music was being played for the first time. So I was part of that energy of the audience connecting to the new material. But each one of the films presents a challenge that I can't imagine beforehand. I've taken my clue from talking with John over the years and watching the E Street Band, which is be really prepared, but be ready for something that you never can dream up.
Man, Tom's instincts are so good, I don't have to really pay attention to him. Matter of fact, I just say, you know, I bring a camera, start filming what's happening.
Even the prayer backstage, you let him in a lot.
Yeah, you know, just start shooting what's happening, and let's see where it goes, and then he'll begin to send me pieces of film, and we'll look at it, and we'll think, do we have a film, and do we have a premise? Do we have a potential story? And then slowly, in this case particularly, you know, Tom just built the film piece by piece by piece by piece and really turned it into something very special. Tom does several things very well. You know, one, tremendously flexible. Very important. Because as we said, we don't plan. The work is the plan. The work tells us its schedule, tells us its plan. Anybody working with us has to be comfortable with that. Tom's very comfortable with that. Tom has an emotional instinct that syncs up with mine and John's and everybody that works with us very well. So he just immediately slipped in and felt like a member of the band, you know. So he can be around doing his work and nobody looks or thinks twice about it and just goes on about their business. So he has the invisibility that gives him an enormous amount of access, you know. And then he's just got his pure talents as a filmmaker, which where he just kicks ass, man. He just brings it to you live, and it's exciting, and it's powerful, and it's pounding, and but can also get the emotional subtext of the, of whatever you're working on. Those are really, that's a wide, wide bag of tricks, you know? And Tom's been doing it for 24 years, and once again, he's just a permanent part of our family.
Radio Nova.
Seriously Addictive, Bruce Springsteen on Radio Nova. Clint Dreeberg, your man at the movies here, bringing you a very special chat with the boss himself, all about his brand new film now streaming on Disney+. In it, we see a very meticulous yet casual approach to performance by the boss and his E Street Band.
You say in the documentary, Bruce, you say that a song changes when you play it live, and that's the whole point. What changes?
Well, I may have a song I think is going to play great. I go out, it does not necessarily play great. Maybe it just plays good, all right? So you learn a little something there. You may have a song that you don't think is going to play that well. It goes out, play it. People love it for some reason. So it's the old story of no plan sustains contact with the enemy, you know, as they say in the military. In other words, once you get in your active situation, you have to then become spontaneous and think for yourself and for your audience. You know, you're trying to make your audience prepare to surrender themselves, and you're trying to prepare to surrender yourself to them. So that's an intimate experience. Some audiences need a little more, you know, soothing than others, and some just come ready to go, you know. And that Dublin audience that night at Croke Park, they were just bang from note one, you know. So that was wonderful, you know. But an audience evaluates your music. Like, they'll tell you, this is the one on that album that you'll be playing on the next tour and the next tour, you know? So they assist you in evaluating the worth, very often, of some of what you've done, you know? And I always listen to their voice, and you know, it doesn't rule me, but it I have to respect it because they've been there for a long time, and we have generally a good conversation going on. And so, but playing your music live for the first time is always eye-opening.
We'll have more of that great music coming right up. Plus, I put a question to Bruce from you, one of his biggest fans, and find out what he really thinks of Donald Trump. This is Bruce Springsteen, the man, his music, and his movie, Road Diary, on Radio Nova.
But when the world shut down, I made a promise that if we got through this, I'd throw the biggest party I could.
Can't disappoint the fans!
Can't do that!
You're listening to Bruce Springsteen, the man, his music, and his movie, Road Diary.
Only on Radio Nova.
Sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction.
seriously addictive, Dancing in the Dark. Bruce Springsteen, the man, his music and his movie, Road Diary on Radio Nova. With your man at the movies, Clint Dreeberg. Lucky enough to sit down with the boss himself to talk everything, including Road Diary, now streaming exclusively on Disney+. It was a nerve-wracking experience being in the company of one of music's greatest, but I did have some help with questions from you.
I asked the people of Ireland, the listeners of Radio Nova, what would they ask you, Bruce? And one of our listeners, Shay Donnelly, wondered, if there was one song you could have written, what would it be?
Very easy. Well, Fairy Tale in New York is a pretty beautiful song. Rainy Night in Soho, incredibly gorgeous. Body of an American, so I'm talking a lot of Shane here, you know? But because he was one of the great, great writers of the past, you know, half century, that all of those songs were just wonderful, wonderful songs. But I regularly hear something where I'll go, yeah, I wouldn't have minded her writing that one. You know, that was a pretty good song.
Was there anything in
Jersey Girl?
Jersey Girl, Tom Waits. You know, Tom Waits. He let me add one verse, which I really have to thank him for.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself Irish? I mean, you're Irish, Dutch, Italian, American.
Right. Like,
what is it about?
Well, the reason I'm very connected to the Irish is because I was brought up by very old country Irish people. They lived on a farm. They moved into town. We had the first church service and the first funeral in our house. We had five houses on the block, same block, all filled with Irish, and one Italian outpost, you know? So I was really brought up by the Irish side, and I think that's where the introversion and a certain part of my material comes from. But then I was also brought up, I was around the Italians a lot, and they gave me a certain innate joyfulness that I think if you come and see the band and, you know, people cracking jokes and having fun on stage, that, you know, my mother's influence, Italian influence, is there pretty distinctly. What the Dutch does, I'm not exactly sure. It just adds a little spice to everything, I guess, and there we are.
I mean, you're born in the USA. You are. I mean, see that in Tampa and the vision in Road Diary. You are a proud American. Are you proud of where that country, your country, is going right now? You write so many songs. You sing so passionately about America. How do you feel about America?
Well, we are in a state of flux at the moment. I tend to be optimistic and believe that it will pass and the country will stabilize itself again. You know, I think that we're living through several things. One is the effects of the post-industrialization of the United States that left so many people out once manufacturing left the country, you know. And there was a lot of people who were angry about it and look at Trump as a protest candidate. The other thing is you had to come to the fact at a certain point that just there's a certain amount of Americans that are kind of batshit crazy when it comes to picking their political leaders, you know, and you sort of got to float with that and you go, well, okay, that's all right too, you know. And you sort of got to hope that it pans out, and I believe it will. I have some confidence in this next election. I've been wrong before, but I do. And of course, I worry about the country, and I worry about our democracy, and I worry about our rule of law and a peaceful transfer of power, and the sanctity of the Constitution. These things are all very, very, very important to me. And regardless of what occurs in the next election, I'll be fighting for those ideals until I die.
Good on you, Bruce.
Radio Nova.
Just
classic Bruce Springsteen on Radio Nova, a song from the record with the same name that I now have personally signed by the boss, saying it was great to meet me. My goodness, what a pleasure it was to meet him. I ended our conversation checking in on his wife and bandmate, Patti Scalfa, who reveals in the Disney Plus film Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, she was diagnosed with blood cancer, multiple myeloma, in 2018.
Lastly, one of the best moments in the documentary is you and Patti on stage, just with fire.
Yeah.
How is Patti?
She's good. She's good. We found the disease very early, and that helped a lot, but she has a lot of rough days. Fatigues are quite a bit, affects other parts of her body, and so she struggles along, but she's a good soldier, and I don't do a date unless she signs off on it and says it's okay if you go there, you know. So we have to be very careful about what and how we're booking things now, you know. But she sends her love, and she's good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for Road Diary.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Go to nova.ie right now and see my full chat with Bruce Springsteen, his manager John Landau, and Tom Zimney, the director of Road Diary. It's a great film that follows the band through their one-of-a-kind preparation process, meets fans, and captures unforgettable performances in front of hundreds of thousands across the world, including Ireland. I hope you enjoyed our exclusive sit-down with the boss. It was an honour and a privilege to have a moment with a music legend. And I leave you right now with a track that is a brilliant moment in the movie Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, streaming now on Disney+. I'm Clint Treberg, your man at the movies, on Radio Nova.
Beyond the palace, semi-barred drones scream down the bull.
written and produced by Clint Dreeburg. This has been Bruce Springsteen, the man, his music, and his movie, Road Diary, on Radio Nova.
It's almost 6 o'clock with Noix.ie. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for great inspiration.
It's Noix Newman's kitchens, floors, decks, and doors.
On FM, on your mobile, and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath, and Wicklow.